ScreenFlows, part of Salesforce Flow, lets developers and administrators create user interfaces and tie them to Salesforce data using code or no-code tools. ScreenFlows allow developers to use Lightning Web Components, LWC, as flow elements. However, building LWCs for a flow requires that you follow some best practices. Doing so increases the performance of your LWCs, and your component works better within the Flow runtime engine. In this blog, we first dive into how state management works in the Flow runtime, and then share some state management and event best practices that you should follow when building LWCs for your ScreenFlows. Best practices for LWC state management in ScreenFlows. The Flow runtime adheres to LWC state management design principles. It works best when the LWC components that it renders do not modify their own API attributes and instead request that a change be made by firing flow attribute change events. This pattern is essential for two reasons. 1. Components that allow their parents to control their API parameters are more easily reused because they allow the application to control the state rather than the component's own internal business logic. 2. By firing attribute change events, the Flow runtime can maintain an accurate picture of the component state, which allows it to control inter-component interactions, such as conditional field visibility. Using Salesforce LWC's linter rules is an excellent way to ensure that your component does not modify its API parameters. Set up a linter that uses LWC's linter rules in your development environment, specifically ensuring that the LWC/no API reassignment setting is enforced. Below is an example of a simple text input component. It demonstrates how a flow attribute change event should be fired in lieu of updating the LWC's API parameter. Troublesome code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Compliant code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Best practices for LWC events in ScreenFlows. In the upcoming sections, we deep dive into best practices for flow events like flow attribute change event and flow navigation event. Attribute change event best practices. This section presents a list of flow attribute change event, see docs, dos and don'ts. 1. Do not modify API attributes in the component. Instead, fire the flow attribute change events event. 2. Do fire the event in event handlers or in methods invoked within event handlers. 3. Do limit the event's value parameter to the following data types. 1. String. 2. Number. 3. Boolean. 4. JSON, for record types. 4. Do ensure that the data type of the flow attribute change event value parameter matches the data type of the LWC's API parameter. 5. Do react to changes to API parameters by using a get/set pattern where appropriate. This is also needed to cross-communicate between components when you are using reactive screen components, beta. The example below demonstrates using get/set to count the updates to an API parameter versus simply incrementing a counter before firing an attribute change event. It is worth noting that both the below patterns are valid but achieve slightly different results. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In the above scenario, this .change counter will be incremented whenever the user inputs a change in the text input and whenever the flow runtime determines that the text value property has changed. This will consider component initialization and cross-component interactions when using reactive screen components. Greater than note, an intermediate variable will need to be used to render updates from the set method. In this example, we introduce the text value to render for this purpose. Let's look at a code example where we increment a counter before firing an attribute change event. In this scenario, we do not use the get/set pattern. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In this case, this .change counter will be incremented whenever the user inputs a change in the text input. 6. Do use annotationless or attrack parameters to maintain a modifiable local component state. The example below shows a color picker that presents the user with an input text box and some swatches. Note that the color picker component returns color to the flow, so only color needs to be in an API parameter, the selected swatch it and input value members are internal only and hence do not need any decorator. Color, picker.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 7. Do use a get method to combine multiple API parameters together to construct a derived variable for the view. Salutation.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 8. Do apply the same logic in the set method of every API parameter that contributes to a derived member variable. This is needed for internal component state management for complex scenarios. This will ensure that a change made to any contributing attribute will cause the value to render correctly, regardless of the order in which attributes are set. Dropdown.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 9. Do not modify flow attribute change event parameters after construction. By default, flow attribute change event instances are composed in bubble. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 10. Avoid firing flow attribute change events and flow navigation XXX events at the same time. The rationale for this is it can lead to race conditions. There's never a guarantee that the LWC component has had time to render the updated values by the time we start the navigation process. Navigation change event best practices. In addition to the flow attribute change event, custom LWCs can fire navigation events to move between screens and pause or finish flows. The intent of navigation events is to allow for custom LWC authors to include additional control mechanisms within their components. To that end, navigation events should be fired when reacting to end-user interaction. Consult the list of do's and don'ts below when planning on using navigation events. 1. Do fire navigation events in event handlers or in the method they invoke. 2. Do not fire navigation events outside of event handlers as it leads to a poor experience for the end user. 3. Do not fire navigation events in lifecycle handlers like rendered callback and connected callback. The logic for skipping screens should rest in flow decision nodes and should not be determined during the lifecycle of a screen. Additionally, navigation in a dummy screen can lead to poor flow performance. Conclusion. We love it when developers create innovative solutions with Lightning Web components combined with flows. Following the best practices outlined in this blog ensures that your components integrate well within the Flow runtime engine and work as expected. References. Component reference for flow support. Flow runtime considerations. About the authors. Josh Goodman. Josh Goodman is a principal member of the technical staff with over 7 years of experience as a developer at Salesforce. Through his tenure, Josh has worked on many exciting features such as adding reports and dashboards to Salesforce One Mobile, bringing wave charting to Lightning, adding nested folder support to the reports and dashboard homepages, and converting the Flow UI to from Aura to LWC. He is currently working on exciting new UI runtime features for Flows. Mohit Srivastava. Mohit Srivastava is a developer advocate at Salesforce with a decade of experience building enterprise-scale products on the Salesforce platform. He is presently focusing on the Salesforce developer tools, Flow, Apex, and Lightning Web components at Salesforce. Mohit is currently among the lead contributors on Salesforce Stack Exchange, a developer forum where Salesforce developers can ask questions and share knowledge. You can follow him via his Twitter at msrivastave13.